Look, it's daylight again.
14 hours. Rough session. Very close.
Somebody is using the U.S. Army for target practice.
Come on. It's just a breakfast. It's a sandwich
with you, big fella. And this morning, it's 2 olives in my breakfast.
Sir?
Would you tell me where I might find Colonel Blake's office?
Yes, Sergeant. You go straight down there, you turn left, and you look for a broken-down, dirty old man and follow him.
Yes, sir. He'll take me to Colonel Blake?
That is Colonel Blake.
Thank you, sir. Young He?
Roger Wilco, Sergeant Baker-san.
Find the non-com tent, organize a shower, unpack my clean fatigues, and shine my other boots. Draw rations from the mess tent and then unpack all the other gear. And be sure and keep them cigarettes under lock and key. Understood?
Roger Wilco, Sergeant Baker-san.
What's she going to do with the rest of the day?
Practice her shorthand.
The gooks, they don't mind working.
Sergeant. I don't care for that word.
Gooks?
Yeah.
Nothing personal,
then
sir.
Then knock it off.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay, Young He, let's move.
What do you mean, is moose?
Well, that's just the name for it, okay, moose. It's from Masume, Japanese for girl.
Yeah? What's Japanese for living together?
Well, you know, that might not be the case here. She could be just a servant.
Yeah, with or without French benefits.
I talked to her. The sergeant bought her from her family for $500.
Bought her? Is that what you said, or do we have a bad connection?
Well, some of the locals sell their kids for the money, Hawkeye. They have no other means.
That's right.
Do you believe that? That slob bought a human being.
Why doesn't the army do something?
They will bust a guy if they find out, but they don't go looking for it.
The dislike I felt for that sergeant has blossomed into instant hatred.
You know, I read someplace the UN was here to liberate these people. Must have been a misprint.
I'm going to do something about this. I'm talking to Henry.
Henry?
Yeah.
Our Henry?
Thought you said you were going to do something about it.
Of course it's illegal and immoral. I mean, I can order Baker to release her, and he can pick her up again 5 minutes after he leaves here.
Well, then get in touch with his own colonel. Ask him to order her release.
Well, there's just one little thing wrong with that fella.
What?
Baker's colonel has a moose of his own.
That's rotten. It stinks.
Okay, okay.
Excuse me.
Things dry quicker in my tent.
I never thought you'd chicken out like this, Henry.
Oh, come on.
If you haven't got any more guts than that, then I'm not going to work here. I'll quit this outfit. I'll quit the war.
Really? Well, who's going to break the news to Truman and MacArthur?
Can we talk to you for a minute?
You got washing?
No. You understand that it's wrong for human beings to own each other?
Roger Wilco, Captain-san.
Yeah, but do you really understand?
Yes, I make English perfect. Speak very goodly. Hello, Joe. What do you know? You got candy bar for mother? She's sick.
It's goodly enough for me.
Why do you stay with this baker?
What, are you in love with that slob?
What means slob?
Well, it's a way of referring to another person.
Yeah.
Roger Wilco, don't love Baker slob, son. Don't make monkey business with him.
Look, we can help you get away from Baker. You can go back to Seoul or anywhere you want.
To run away, I dishonor my family. Sergeant pay money for me. I can leave only when he say.
Is it possible this kid likes her work?
No, she just doesn't understand. She's too young.
I must work now. Must wash more socks, press shirts, and shine boots.
Where were you when I wanted to get married?
Okay, go ahead, but tell Baker Slob, son, that Captain Pierce wants to see him on the double. You get it?
I get it, Captain, son. Roger Wilco.
Sergeant, we've never had anybody in this outfit who owned a moose. We don't believe in it. It's very un-American. It's on Korean. It's on everybody. Therefore, I order you to release this person you bought.
Sir,
That is a direct order.
You heard the captain.
I want her off this post and on the way back to her family by tomorrow morning. Dismissed. Dismissed.
What are you guys doing? Bucking to be chaplains?
Stand at attention, soldier.
I've been in the army a long time, and no meat cutter with a temporary commission is going to work me over. So save that GI crapola for the folks back home.
Crapola? Will you just make a note of that for his court-martial?
You got a pencil?
I'm a transient. Your authority over me is limited, and you know it. So you can just stop trying to push me around. Now, is there anything else, sir?
You know, you're a pretty decent guy at that, Baker. Right?
Yeah. Right.
And smart, too. Here, sit down. Baker, would you be interested in selling young He?
Yeah, we've always wanted a moose of our own.
Yeah, a good transportation moose.
A one-owner type moose.
You just got finished giving me a lecture, Hal.
Yeah, I know, but you got to swing with the times. Now look, you paid $500 for it, right? We'll give you $600.
For young He? You're out of your mind.
Here, have a martini.
Oh, thanks. I taught that kid laundry, cooking, sewing.
Well, I realize she's not just another pretty face.
I could get double that for her and Sol, but I ain't interested. Well, that time's a wasting.
Well, we'll stick around. We'll buy another couple of drinks.
Nah, I'll take a rain check. See you, gentlemen.
Can you believe that creep?
Yeah, he's your basic moose owner.
Think it would look too suspicious if he got run over by a Jeep in the shower?
I could always say I took a wrong turn.
Well, I don't believe we can beat this Joker.
Well, then what the hell are we doing here? Why do we spend 18 hours a day in that lousy operating room putting people back together? Doesn't that have any meaning? What's the purpose of that? Practice? We gotta get that kid away from him.
How?
What do we do best? Think.
How do we get her by drinking gin?
I mean our real, if only, talent.
Operate on him.
Right. $10.
Too rich for me.
You're 10. I bump 50.
That puts me away.
Yeah, me too.
What do you say, Doc?
Just a minute, handsome stranger.
He's got a pair of kings, an ace, and garbage. Got that?
Any time, Doc.
You're 50 and 50 more.
I called a raise.
I'll take two.
Two good ones off the top.
He kept the kings and the ace kicker. He bought a deuce and another ace. He's got aces and kings.
I bet 100.
And another 100, sweetheart.
You're bluffing. I call. Ace is up.
No good. Three deuces.
You bet $150 on three lousy deuces?
I'm putting my sister through barber college. Any questions?
He's working on an open-end straight flush. All diamonds. He's got the 2, 3, 4, and 5 and a jack of spades.
I need a top card.
Dealer takes one.
Shuffling, shuffling. The card he bought is... Hey, wait a minute. Something's blocking me.
What do you say, Doc? What's your bet?
What's your rush? You got another war to go to?
No, I'm still blocked. Oh, boy, am I blocked.
Bet or check, Doc?
I'm thinking.
Okay. Trouble's in the shower. I mean, the trouble's fixed. I'm blocked. The card he bought is a six of clubs. No flush, but a baby straight.
Okay, partner, how much money you got there in front of you?
About $750.
Then that's the bet.
If I call, it claims me.
It's only money.
Baby straight.
Nope. A teensy weensy flush.
You got over $1,000 of my dough.
And let's not forget this little old IOU for $1,200.
Well, I'm good for it. I'll pay you.
The understanding before we started was a cash game.
You took my IOU.
Only because you're a fine human being. Now pay up, fine human being.
I ain't got the money right now.
You want to get even, Baker? Get your IOU back and $1,000 of the money you lost?
Who do I have to kill?
Pick that up and put down your pink slip on Young Hee.
All yours, Doc. I explained the whole deal.
You understand, Young Hee?
Roger, we'll call Hawkeye Slob son.
Boy, when she learned something.
Well, this is it, Young Hee. You're a good kid, and if you ever need a reference, I'll be
okay,
happy.
Okay, you're fine, Baker.
Yeah. Well, you take it easy,
Shove
kid.
Off.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, kid.
Okay, now listen, Young Hee. You understand? You don't belong to Baker anymore.
Roger Wilco, I belong to you.
No, no, no. Now you can go back to your family. I paid the money. There's no dishonor.
Go? I be good moose for Hawkeye Slop son. Make shave for you, shine shoes, make laundry, cooking on stove. You see, you be very satisfied.
No, wait a minute.
I get my gear, start work. You see, everything be okay. You be happy like hell.
Young Hee.
Yes, I come back. Don't worry, Hawkeye son. I never leave you.
Dear Dad, we had a little poker game here today, and it seems I won a person. Dear Dad, I know you always wished I had a sister. Dear Dad.
Captain Pierce, well-known surgeon and moose owner.
Really? He's the man who coined the phrase, no moose is good moose.
Drop dead, singly and or collectively.
Told you he's one of the great phrase makers. Holy cow! We must be in the wrong tent. Hey, Hawkeye, come in here.
Yeah, get your butt in here.
Yes?
Hawkeye, somebody sneaked in here and committed a neatness.
Young Hee.
Can you believe it? The clothes are hung up, the garbage is off the floor, the place is clean.
It's sickening.
All right, okay, calm down. I'm as offended as you are by this repulsive tidiness. It's all arranged. There's a truck leaving this afternoon for Seoul, and I guarantee she'll be on it. Now, are you satisfied?
Okay. But as soon as she's gone, we dirty up the joint and get back to normal.
I don't call you the aristocrat of the AMA for nothing.
Please, no stay here with you.
Oh, I told you. You've got a right to a life of your own. You're going to have it.
But I made you happy.
No, so long, Youngie. Okay, driver, take off.
I've been good looking.
Good luck, Youngie.
I've been good
looking. Youngie, wait a minute. Wait a second.
Don't press. Please, I want to stay. No,
good luck.
I don't want to go.
Good luck.
Crazy.
I'm only using one lip.
Oh, one question.
What?
Why are we sitting in the middle of a minefield?
It's the only reservation I could get. Every Jeep in town was sold out.
Oh, you're biting my throat.
Sorry, I got carried away and started a tracheotomy.
What is it?
I bit your dog tag.
Oh, Hawkeye. Why do I go out with you?
Because I got class. I'm a high roller. Someday, baby, all this will be yours. The minefield, the cesspool, all of it.
Hey, Hawk!
Who is it?
Trapper, our friendly neighborhood peeping Tom. Turn off those lights.
We got trouble.
What, wounded? I didn't hear any choppers. What is it?
The moose is back in town.
Poor John says she left the truck when they stopped for gas. She hitched a ride back here.
Swell. What's the idea?
I, your moose, Hawkeye-san. I come back.
But you're free.
Hawk, listen. You're sympathetic, you know. But this kid is part moose, part yo-yo.
Excuse us a second. Just stand there. Don't clean anything. Now, listen. Tomorrow we send Ho-John into Seoul. We tell him to find her family. Brings one of them back here, and then they take her away.
That could take a while. What do we do until they get here?
Teach her to be something besides a moose.
Give her a person lesson.
Bingo. We can start demoosifying her right now.
Is she gonna stay here?
Well, St. Frank is in Tokyo.
Hawkeye-san makes sleep in bed. I make sleep so...
No. You take that bunk over there.
You can't make sleep like that.
I'd like to make a little sleep over here.
Sleep tight.
Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'll take the 4 o'clock feeding.
Okay, once more now. Now, we've never met before, right?
Right.
Okay. Hello there, I'm Dr. Pierce.
How do you do? I am Younghee.
Very good.
Morning, Younghee.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Oh, no, forget that. Well, you get lost.
Gee, a person says good morning, gets his ear bit off.
Hello there, I'm Dr. Pierce.
How do you do? I am Younghee.
Good, keep going.
I am very pleased to meet you.
Great.
I am good?
You are beautiful.
Yes, I am.
Good, that you understand.
Can you make me one? Yes,
Lieutenant Jones, Lieutenant Scourge.
Hi.
Hello.
How do you do? I am pleased to meet you. My name is Younghee. Beautiful.
Yes, yes, you are.
And when you meet people, don't look down. Look them in the eye and don't back off. We're all the same. Get it?
Excuse it, not same.
Well, how do you figure?
You need shave.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Just got word. Ho-John's back. He broke the head of her family.
That's the man we want to see.
Hey, Ho-John. That's the head of the family?
He's young. He's brother. His name is Benny.
Hey, guys. How's action?
An Eagle Scout, he ain't.
Go get young he, okay? Did Ho-John explain to you why we sent for you?
You bought young he from Baker. Now you want to dump her. What's the beef? She goofing off?
Dead end kids in Korea. I'll give you this back when you're 50. You're here to take your sister home.
We don't want a moose.
No refund, guys. You understand that?
We don't want any money. She's free to go.
Just like that? You guys are nuts.
Hi, Benny.
Hey, young he. How are you, baby?
How do you do? I am pleased to see you. How was mother and father?
Pop's okay. Mom's still delivering for the black market.
One man's family.
They must be treating you okay. You look real big time.
Learn many things here. My English is much more goodly. I work in hospital.
Hey, that's terrific.
But you've come to take me?
You come back to Seoul, and we'll get $1,000, maybe $1,500 for you easy.
Hold it. You can't let yourself be sold again.
Well, you guys are brushing her off. What do you care?
I may get on my knees and punch this kid in the nose.
You got a chance for a life of your own now.
No more slobs like Baker.
What's all this jive? You know the score.
I have duty to my family.
And what about your duty to yourself?
That is not how I was raised.
You tell him, baby. Let's get your gear.
Young he.
Will you guys lay off?
I remember everything you taught me. Everything. And I am grateful.
Now we got an E for effort.
That's the way the moose bounces.
We came close, you know?
Yeah, you know, for a minute there.
Yeah.
I could use a drink.
A triple, I think.
I know how to make martini drink.
Youngie,
are you staying?
Not only staying, also not going. I tell Benny most important thing I learned from you. Who to tell, shove off.
Hey, terrific, girl.
Lieutenant Jones teach me make martini drink. She has much knowledge.
Well, so have you.
But young he has something else. I am also beautiful.
Hey, we got a letter from young he.
Yeah?
I am fine and wish you are the same. I learned much knowledge here in convent school in Seoul. The sisters say one day maybe I can work as helper to nurse. I thank once more your efforts and ask God to bless you. I write that to please the sisters. I am Buddhist person. With all love and respect, your friend, Young He, Roger Wilco.
Roger Wilco. She's a good kid.
Yeah, you know something? I really miss her.
Yeah?
I wish she was here right now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I could use a shave.
Look at these boots. I haven't had a taste of
you. Come on, get in the cell. Come on. Oh, yeah. Hold it up.